Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy them all on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go start things out by going to the phones and to a special guest that we have with us tonight. His name is Jim Babka, and he is the president of DownsizeDC.org. And if you're new to the program and have never heard Jim before, Jim, welcome. Let's give our new listeners a brief synopsis of what DownsizeDC.org is all about to start things out.
Well, DownsizeDC.org is trying to build an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore us, so large that we can get the message out everywhere, every day, that big government hurts, but that liberty really works, and it leads to human progress. And we're doing that by giving people a website, a tool that they can use. They simply put in their contact information. The system tells them who the representative and two senators are, and they're able to send a personalized message, not by themselves, but joined with thousands of other people. There's more than 23,700 people that receive our emails 4 or 5 times per week right now, and that list is growing every day. And they join with those other people in registering their opinion on issues. We give them a very quick and simple briefing so they can get up to speed. We have more details if they're interested in that as well, so they can send a personalized message. And we know from experience and from research that messages from constituents are counted, and those numbers are reported to the boss in most offices every morning.
That's good to know, and that actually will give people the ability to have some level of influence on these politicians while they're actually in office. I mean, because it just, if you've ever written a letter to some politician before, or you picked up the phone and called the office or sent an email, you know that you felt blown off, you know that you felt like they don't care, and they probably don't. But they do care when it's 1,000 letters coming in, or it's 10,000 phone calls, or 10,000 emails. And so the Downsize DC system helps leverage a large amount of people over these politicians. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's what we're working towards. I mean, you know, right now, you know, on a typical message that we send on a Downsizer Dispatch, we're probably generating a couple thousand messages to Congress at this point. But every month that gets more and more rapid, and we're looking forward to the day where it will be tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands. And then the question that they will start asking every time they do something is, what's Downsize DC going to think of this?
That would be a nice question for them to be asking. So what is it? What is going on in the Downsize DC world these days, Jim?
One of the campaigns that we're really kind of interested in right now, we just recently launched, is it tells the story of a gentleman named Lowell Rogers, and I had him on my GCN show while I was still on air last month, and he's just an everyday American, and he is a tugboat operator, an engineer actually on a tugboat. He's been at the job for 23 years, loves his work, and his company loves what he's doing, but he might not have a job after next April because he's refusing to take what essentially is a backdoor real ID card. It's called the Transportation Worker Identity Credential, and it includes biometric identifiers, and he's going to need it in order to board, to actually even to make it into the dock where his boat is boarding is going to occur.
Wow.
He works in a brown water tugboat. This is a West Virginia guy, so he's working inland. This is not out, you know, this is not national port security. This is inside ports, and they're seeking to impose this credential, and we basically at DownsizeDC.org see this as a way of picking off the herd. You know, Real ID was snuck in with another bill back in 2005 that was sure to pass because it couldn't get it passed on its own. And since then, there has been perhaps the largest uprising of states against a federal government policy since the Civil War. 21 states have said, we don't want anything to do with the Real ID. 7 have been very, very explicit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they've all been granted waivers and extensions. The government, the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security realizes it's losing this battle. And so now they're going to start trying to pick us off piecemeal. They're going to get us one industry at a time.
So basically,
and they're coming after transportation workers here.
So what they're doing is they're being even more sneaky about it. I mean, they were trying to be sneaky about Real ID and, you know, passing it in the middle of the night or attaching it to some sort of completely unrelated piece of legislation. They try every single sneaky way they possibly could, and they came up against a lot of a lot of very, very upset people who did not want anything to do with this, and they could see this as quite a dangerous idea, the idea that the federal government will be in control completely over identification in this country, essentially a national identification card, and people rightfully rose up and made a stink about it, and so they kind of quietly backed down a little bit. So what you're saying here is this process, and we actually talked about your email, the Downsize DC dispatch that you'd sent out addressing this issue when you'd actually sent it, because I thought it was really that important, worth reading on the air.
Yeah, but, you know, not everybody heard you that night, and let's just give everybody kind of a flavor of what it is we're talking about right now. The president has issued a directive, HSD 12, that aims to force all federal employees and contractors, not just employees, but contractors too, to carry a smart card. There are 1.8 million federal employees, excluding the military and the post office.
Mm-hmm.
They came along and they want to impose these smart cards on truckers and railroad workers and maritime folks. And when you take all of these industries together, we're talking about approximately 6 million people that they're looking to snag here. Now, our concern at DownsizeDC.org is if 6 million people are stuck with this card, how long before the 6 million say, well, you know what, I lived with it, you should have it too.
Yeah, that's kind of this abuse mentality where they say there's this cycle of abuse, right? If one person gets abused, then they abuse their kids, and their kids abuse their kids. It's sort of that same mentality, like, well, I've been abused. I had to jump through all these hoops. I had to get this card. I had to pay these fines or these fees. And I think everybody else should have to pay all the fees and fines and jump through all the hoops that I've jumped through because I've been abused, and so should everybody else. It's kind of this mentality.
Yeah, it's just fair.
So I think you're really onto something here, Jim, and it's, of course, unfortunate that they are doing this, and they're probably going to get away with it if Downsize DC isn't able to step in and do something about it, and the reason why is because businesses are just so compliant. Businesses will do anything the government demands of them. If it's a bar owner, they'll ban smoking from their bar. They'll do anything the government says they have to do because, well they don't want to lose their investment.
It's interesting, Ian. It doesn't have to be this way. And this is kind of an interesting little tale, and I don't know all the details about it, but we have a consultant that we speak to who is an expert on the Real ID. He's following this issue, and he helped brief me on this TWIC card as well and encouraged us to take the lead on this issue. And DownsizeDC.org is the lead organization on this issue. And he was telling me about how they were attempting, the Department of Homeland Security wanted to regulate or identify all of the people who were working with nuclear physics in the country. They wanted to know who all the physicists were that were working on government contracts and who had access and security clearance. And they wanted them to begin to carry cards and limit where they could come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And the group of them basically said, I've been serving my country for 20 or 25 or 30 years doing research and going home every day. And buzz off. And you know what? There's no attempt right now to regulate them. So it is possible. I mean, if people did stand up, this actually could be stopped. We've seen
Absolutely.
It with Real ID. They are on the run. And we just got to sound the alarm. And Lowell Rogers is willing to lay down his professional life to make this possible.
I just hope there are more people like this gentleman that you're talking about, because I agree with you, Jim. If people do stand up and say no, then the government has no more power. Because everything that they have as far as control over us is all because we give it to them. We consent to their rules.
Yep.
And if they target one industry, the industry will just see it as yet another rule that they have to obey in order to do business, and they'll jump right in and obey it. I mean, it's one thing for a guy on a ship to say no, but what you really need is the head of the organization, the head of the business, the heads of the industry to get together and say, no, we are not going to comply. And, man, I'm so pessimistic on this. I hope you can make this happen, Jim, because I feel like business owners just roll over and bend over anytime the government says
I feel
something.
The opposite. This election season that's coming up here, in less than a month, we're going to be electing on which jerk is going to run the country, and between which one of these crap sandwiches is going to get control. And I think about our civic duty to go vote and all that good stuff, and I realize that Lowell Rogers is making so much more of an impact, and Downsize DC being behind him is so much more of an impact here in the United States than my little vote one way or the other, or whichever direction I decide to, write down Paris Hilton's name or whatever it is I decide to do on election day, whatever, feudal act I go through. I think that what Lowell's doing is huge.
I want to bring you back, Jim. Comment on that here in moments with us. Hang on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you have a question for Jim Babka? He is the president of DownsizeDC.org. He's on the line with us, and he'd be happy to talk to you if you dial in. Again, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Here are five things you can do to increase your passion over time. Number one, study and learn. Become an expert in your field. There is no shortage of ways to learn and become more passionate in the process. Number two, use small achievements or small successes to fuel larger ones. Focus on one achievement today and another one tomorrow. Number three, look to other passionate people as role models. Remember, passion begets passion. Number four, plug the leaks. Find those areas in your life where your resources are not being put to their best use. And number five, lastly, make passion part of your life. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit marksanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. And you also need to know about FunKnobs.com. It's a new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and poles, and it's open for business. FunKnobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is available at 1-877-820-9224. That's 877-820-9224. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com online since 2004. As we go back to our friend Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. DownsizedDC, for those just tuning in, great organization designed to get you in touch with your so-called representatives via the internet and make it easy, and also leverage multiple people, thousands upon thousands of people, to get in touch with the representatives at the same time to make a much greater impact. And the system there makes it so simple. You just go to DownsizedDC.org to get signed up. It's totally free, and then you'll get on the Downsize DC dispatch list, where Jim will send out periodic emails alerting you to issues that you can take action on. And you don't have to take action on everything. Just do the things that are interesting to you. Of course, I take action on everything because Jim manages to send me things that are very, very interesting.
Well, he believes the same things we do. So.
Generally, yes, I believe that is the case. And but the thing about the Downsize DC organization is it's not a partisan group. It's not Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or any of that stuff. It's just you take things from a, I would say, a pro-liberty Downsizing DC concept, but you're not ever endorsing candidates, or you're not ever getting behind political parties or anything like that. So many of the ideas and the campaigns that you have there at DownsizedDC.org cut across the political spectrum. Things like the Read the Bills Act, which is one of your signature issues, which will, if enacted into legislation, will force all of the Congress people to actually read the legislation that they are proposing, which who could possibly be against something like that? So that is an example of something that can really bring people together. People of all political persuasions really should look into DownsizedDC.org. Beyond that, we were talking about this new program. What was it, TWIC?
TWIC, Transportation Worker Identification Credential.
Where they're going to be basically forcing real ID in the back door by forcing various different industries to accept a federal identification card that will essentially be the real ID card under a different name. And you are leading the charge at DownsizedDC.org to oppose this. And we kind of chatted about it a few moments ago, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out there, Jim.
Well, the only other thing I would say is that, you know, we have politicians in this election season, since you just brought them up, who are, of course, promising economic prosperity. They care about the working man. They want to provide jobs. This is an anti-jobs program. This is a regulation on the industry that will cost it a significant amount of money and additional energy and time making sure that they're compliant with the federal government. There's little evidence it will make much of any difference. There's never, for example, on the brown water, which is the inland waterways of our country, there has never been a terrorist incident. So we're really overreacting here. But here's this regulation that they're putting on. The card readers alone are guesstimated to run between $12,000 and $20,000 a piece.
Wow.
And it's anticipated that the brown water industry will spend about $40 million getting compliant with TWIC. And so this is not a job creation program. This doesn't do anything to make anybody, except maybe the contractor that sold the machines, more wealthy. It doesn't help the working man. And Lowell Rogers is the quintessential working blue-collar man.
Yeah, you don't think that there's a possibility that it could stop terrorists from flying tugboats into the World Trade Center?
You know, I probably the day after I learned how to play piano, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's absolute silliness. And, you know, that's another campaign that we have at DownsizedDC.org, you're kind of alluding to there, called I Am Not Afraid, where we're basically making a statement that we're not willing to trade liberty for security. We think it's a bad bargain. We recognize that as an American living in America, you have as much chance of drowning in your bathtub, your neighbor's pool, or getting struck by lightning or winning the lottery as you do being killed at the hands of a foreign terrorist here on American soil.
So people can go to DownsizedDC.org. They can get active on this to stop this TWIC thing in its tracks, hopefully?
Yeah, there's already more than 5,000 people, 5,000 messages into Congress so far. We'd like to see that number shoot up even further, obviously.
Because better to cut it off here than to try to convince these business owners to just non-comply with these.
Well, and
these
then, you know, the compliance process, those waves, they're doing this in waves, have already begun. And
oh, no.
there are There are people already, companies already compliant with it, and all of them pretty much have to be by next April.
Well, you know, the thing I think that that you guys are doing by getting behind this program, as far as the business owners go, is many business owners comply because they don't feel like there's anyone out there that gives a damn about their business, their bar, their, you know, plumbing business, whatever it is. They know that nobody's going to, you know, get behind them and support them. So I think that you, A, raise the issue in their minds that says, hey, you don't have to do this. If you don't want to do this, you can stand up to the government and say no. And B, that there are, you know, 20, 30,000 people behind you, you know, when you say no. We're not just going to leave you there.
Right, and we obviously need, Mark, to expand the number of people that are saying no considerably. And that's, you know, just to be real straightforward about it, the reason I come on shows like this, aside from the fact that I love talking to you guys, is that I want to get the word out. I want people to learn about DownsizedDC.org and come and join us in these battles for things like the Read the Bills Act or fighting against TWIC or the I Am Not Afraid campaign. Whatever it is, there's something for you on that page, as Ian so eloquently put it, that reaches across party lines.
So, Jim, what else is going on? You've got an appearance coming up, I think, in Connecticut?
Yes, I'm
going
to be in Connecticut on the last Saturday of the month speaking to the the Connecticut Liberty Forum. Some of the people that put this together came to your New Hampshire Liberty Forum. They met me there and asked me to come and be one of their speakers, and I'm going to be speaking on the morning of the 27th. That's a Saturday, and people can learn more about this at NHELD.com. That's NHELD, which stands for home education, so National Home Education Legal Defense. So if you come to the NHELD.com, you can learn more about it. And if you register with the code DOWNSIZEDC, you get a discount. And I'd love to see you there in Connecticut. And I'll be talking about what we can do to get Congress to get compliant with the Constitution.
God, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it's quite a fantasy, and I think if anybody can make it happen, Jim, maybe you will be the one. So what else is on your mind tonight? Anything else you wanted to share with our audience?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I would encourage people to come to DownsizedDC.org. It's very simple. It's free. It's easy to use. Find out for yourself. We've got a very interesting website with lots of new features now, so come check us out. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Jim, you're doing great work out there, and I know it must feel sometimes like a thankless task, but I know that there are a lot of people out there that really appreciate all the effort that you put into it.
Well, and it's always good to hear that, and, you know, even doing these interviews, you know, talking about what it is we do, even I'm built up and get hope from it, because it makes sense to me. What we're attempting to do here makes sense.
You know, Jim, I've been using the new website, and I've got to say that generally I'm just the kind of guy that likes nothing new. That wasn't my idea. I like new things that are my idea, but if it's your idea, it stinks. But I've come to really like the new website. I think that it has quite a few features that the old one didn't.
Very sharp. Very cool. Jim, always good having you on the show. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, and keep up the great work over there at DownsizedDC.org.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. The wiki is included with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this vitamin supplement called Dex-C20. I've been taking it for a little over a month now, lost more than 5 pounds. The pounds just keep eroding away. And when I say erosion, that's the level of work we're talking about. I don't do anything different. I haven't changed my exercise routine. I haven't, changed how I want to eat. And it doesn't make me fidgety or weird like all those other diet pills do, those kind of stimulants. You can get Dex-C20 at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or get it at diet.freetalklive.com. There's more information there at diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will get to the Ron Paul press conference today because it was supposed to be a big announcement. Was it that big? Well, we'll talk about it. But, of course, your calls are primary. So we got a Paula listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi. I've got some information for you. He came on CNN.com. It's what it was. He was asking that everybody vote for the three independent people. Bob Barr didn't show up. But anyway, he said the trouble we're having with the Democrat-Republican Party, he said he wants us to vote for the independents.
That is what he said.
Liberation.
And apparently Bob Barr slapped Ron Paul in the face today, not literally, but figuratively, by not only not showing up, but also saying it would be a waste of time for him to show up. And then from what I understand, apparently the Bob Barr campaign has invited Ron Paul to be on the ballot with them after they already slapped Ron Paul in the face today with the not showing up at his press conference. So, and plus one of the Bob Barr campaign members absolutely trashed on Ron Paul in a blog post earlier today as well. So the Bob Barr campaign just swirling down the toilet about as fast as it possibly can.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And anyway, there's something I wanted to let y'all know about, okay? Because tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. And you need to go into the book of Jeremiah 30. And in verse 18 and 19, it tells you about 9/11.
Paula, you know I'm not going to do that.
Does it say something about two towers?
Like, we are Israel. We are God's children, okay? He loves us. And he wants to save us, okay? And he says he's going to.
But well, if he was God, he could just save us, right?
He wants to save us. He loves us, okay? We're his children. And it tells you right here, and he says, for this is what Jehovah has said.
No. Paula, you can't do that. You know we don't like the Bible verses on this show.
We are God's children, hon. He wants to save us.
Now, let's focus in on what Mark was saying there about the he wants to part. Why is it that he can't just save people? I mean, why is it he can't just wave his godly magic wand?
Let me read this to you, and it'll explain
it. How long is it, Paula? Is it like two sentences?
No, it's just a couple of verses, and that's it.
Oh, gosh. All right, you can try, but I might have to stop you.
Okay. So this is what Jehovah has said. There is no cure for your breakdown. Your stroke is chronic. There is no one pleading your cause for your ulcer. There are no means of healing, no mending for you. All those intensely loving you are the ones that have forgotten you. You are not the one for whom they keep searching for. With the stroke of an enemy, I have struck you.
What does all that mean? What does that mean? It sounds
He's punished
really
us, okay? And he explains why, okay? I have struck you with the chastisement of someone cruel on account of your abundance of your error. Your sins have become numerous. Why do you cry out on account of your breakdown? Your pain is incurable on account of the abundance of your error. Your sins have become numerous. I have done these things to you.
I can't wait any more minutes. I'm sorry.
Just a couple seconds,
sweetie.
Okay?
No, I can't. No more. No, I can't. No. You can. She can stay on the air with us. I just can't.
Honey, we are his children.
It's so confusing. It sounds
like... It's not confusing. He's telling you
Mark, do you understand?
I have no idea what it's about.
Just let me read a couple more verses, okay?
What?
Wait a minute.
Okay?
Paula, hold on a second here, because Mark has read the Bible like a dozen times.
That's an exaggeration, but I've read it.
You've read it a bunch, because there weren't that many books to read in jail.
God told Jeremiah to write this down and put it in a book.
And you're saying you're going to have to interpret it, Paula, because we've got people listening.
Okay, it's in plain English,
no,
okay? He said...
It sounds like English, but it's like legalese, where it's old English, and I went to government school, so I don't understand the old English.
If you plain English, then you can, you know, I mean, this is he says, therefore, all these
things
are
she just keeps on trying.
He's going
to Paula, I have to, I really appreciate your tenacity.
Let me explain
this, really
okay?
Please explain it.
Yeah, that's what I want. Explanation. Please explicate. Paula, are you going to explain? Wait a minute. We didn't hang up on Paula. I'd like to point that out. I wanted an explanation. I wanted to find out more. Maybe her phone died or something like
that. It's just, you know, the way Bible verses are read by people, and you know, they're just so awful to listen to. I'm sorry the way they're...
I feel like I'm back in church, and I don't want to feel that way.
They're so boring.
Yes. So, I mean, I try to give her a chance, but it just never works out. Should I bother allowing that in the future, Mark? I mean, am I being
Bible
too
verses?
Mean by, yeah. Should I? I mean, is it mean to be to allow
times,
it and then
I
cut it off?
I think there are times that it's relevant, but they have to be nice and short. You know, a quick one, Jesus wept kind of thing, and then apply it to what's going on and.
But is it wrong of me to allow her to start in and then stop her in the middle of it? Maybe I should just not. That's true. I did warn her. Okay. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231. Michael is on the line in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael. Michael?
Hey there.
Hey, you're
I'm
on the
sorry.
Air.
I kind of cringe when I took one in Florida because after hearing, I'm sorry, the last call, I know Paula's a regular. I respect her views. And then I was listening yesterday to a gentleman from Florida talking about the Hollow Earth. So. I can even tell you guys escaped Florida, so.
Well,
they're all like that. I met some good people down here. Don't get me wrong.
The Earth has to be hollow because that's where all the water went when Noah had his flood.
Oh, you know, I've been trying. You know, for the life of me, I've been trying to figure that out for the life of me. But I guess it might be a deal because that would all be water covering the floor of the Earth. Would you imagine? You know, the two thirds. Anyways, I got a glimpse of a. I think it was one of the promos for Free Talk Live or I think it was you, Mark, who was talking about pagans.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it was you or another one of the, or Nick, or one of the guys
Torgo,
you usually have on the radio, so I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I myself am a Wiccan, and, you know, I know a lot of us think a lot of our beliefs are silly, but, you know, as far as what we believe about the season, I mean, I don't believe myself in an exactly deity. I mean, I celebrate the seasons. That's pretty much what we do. And a lot of it is tradition. And
What about the casting of spells? Do you do that?
You know, here's my thought about casting spells. To me, it's just like if somebody prays for something. I've done it before, but to me, it's more like a form of prayer. It's more like a ritual type of prayer. And it's not so much, I don't believe in the power of the herbs I'm using or what color candle I have. It's more about my focus, my intention, just like you and Mark. Your intention is to bring liberty in our lifetime. You're just going about it in a different way.
Do you drag a knife across yourself when you do it?
No, usually I just whip myself. No.
Well, you see,
no, we don't do anything like that.
By the way, I know which promo you're talking about. The promo that you're talking about wasn't me. It was an old co-host. And,
My bad.
He's funny and everything. You know, I don't have problems with those things. I think that if you're going to celebrate particular days over other days, I think that ones that make sense are the solstice, whatever they are, and the equini. Those make sense. I mean, you know, they're some kind of little sense.
Right.
So I don't have any particular problem with those.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what you worship.
I think that you can take anyone can take a religion too far. For instance, if you're a Christian, you dance with rattlesnakes. Taking it too far.
If you're a Wiccan, you built yourself a
special altar in your home. You cut yourself in the process of, you know, burning special types of incenses, chanting special kinds of things. I don't even know what Wiccans do, quite honestly. You've taken it too far.
Well, as long as you don't want to enforce your religion on everybody else, you're fine in my book. I thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. The promo he's referencing was a former co-host of ours, Torgo, who was really making fun of Wiccans. And it was funny when he did it.
Well,
it was fun.
Somebody has to be the butt of every joke, I'm afraid.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. And religions, they're easy targets. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those all on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com for all of your shopping needs. Virtually anything you need to buy, Amazon sells it. So start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of whatever it is you purchase, new or used. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, it's Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey. Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I haven't listened to your show in a while, but I started listening to it again.
Welcome back. We're always here for you whenever you come back.
Tomorrow's going to be 9/11. You're going to hear everyone saying stuff like, never forget 9/11. But I think an even more important date we shouldn't forget is April 19th, 1993.
And what date was that?
When the federal government, the BATF and the FBI, the Waco siege in Texas, when they killed about 83 innocent Christians who were just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah, all because they wanted to apparently capture one man, David Koresh, who was known to take walks or jogs around the local area on a fairly regular basis. Obviously, they had to leave the compound at some times to go and restock on food and things like that. So there was no reason why the cops in the Waco situation couldn't have just snatched him up off the streets or just waited for him to leave. But no, they had to go and bring out the guns of the state and make a show of force. And then it, as you pointed out, ended in quite a tragic situation. It really was a sad day in America.
One thing I have to think of is, if this is what our government's doing to people who live in America, with all this media scrutiny that was on that event, what do you think they're doing to people who are in the Middle East or any of these other countries that the government goes to war in?
Yeah, where there's no cameras around, well, we know that they certainly will raid people's homes, kick in doors at a moment's notice based on the flimsiest of pretenses. And as you say, there's nobody around to see it happen. So it's always the word of the troops versus the words of the victims. And it's just awful what's going on over there. I'm glad you brought that point up, because I think it's an important one. And we've seen how the government is still very, very brazen, even though there are cameras around or we talked about during the Republican and Democratic National Conventions, where they were raiding people's homes and confiscating things like brochures and handouts and political or informational brochures, things like that. They also attacked and choked news reporters. They've done all these things on camera. They've just they don't care about, apparently, really that much about their appearances that much anymore. I guess depending on the circumstances, though, because to counteract that, I suppose, I had an incident with a code enforcer, and he didn't like my cameras too much. So I guess it depends on which bureaucrats you're dealing with and how concerned they are about their public appearances. But it seems like many of them are just not concerned at all.
Yeah, and those BATF agents that were raiding the compound, they were wearing ski masks, and they looked like Al-Qaeda terrorists. And the only difference is the Al-Qaeda terrorists were all the way over there in the Middle East, and these BATF terrorists are right here in America right now.
Yeah, there's a pretty small chance that I'm going to ever encounter a terrorist in my lifetime, but there is a good chance I'll encounter a government terrorist, someone calling themselves government but doing the same things that terrorists do, kicking in doors, destroying lives, blowing things up. There's a very good chance that we can encounter a dangerous government person, but very, very small that we could encounter a Middle Eastern terrorist.
I'm sure that many of the people in the government have the best of intentions when they go out and do what they do, but you know, there are some people that get power, they abuse it. Some of those people are up in the ranks, and unfortunately it seems like, people that are willing to use the power rise to the tops of these organizations much more easily. And the people that are in the organizations, they want to keep their jobs, and it creates this situation where no one's held accountable for what they do, and so therefore they're more likely to do something bad.
Good point in bringing that up tonight, Ben. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, pointing out that when you're going to hear all of this maudlin news coverage over September 11th, remember the world changed on September 11th, and
really all it is,
forget,
is propaganda for the police state that they're bringing on.
Yeah, that really all it is, and that's why he's saying to not forget the other terrible police state things the government has done. So, by the way, the government, I should point out, governments all around the world, not just the American government, but all governments around the world have contributed to the deaths of millions, dozens of millions of people around the world, whereas terrorism, when I say terrorism, I don't include the governmental terrorism. So the terrorism they're trying to get you to be afraid of has probably only resulted in the deaths of thousands of people.
It's probably true.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got a story. Speaking of government people that just don't really care that much about appearances, what happened yesterday, or Tuesday, I guess, during one of these elections that was going on around the country?
Well, while monitoring a hand count of ballots, this is from the electiondefensealliance.org, monitoring a hand count of ballots from the September 3rd Arizona primary, and this wasn't Tuesday, it was a little before that, in his capacity as an official election observer for the Democratic and Libertarian parties, official election observer.
Okay.
EDA investigation co-coordinator John Barkley was arrested and ejected from the Pima County Elections Headquarters on orders of Pima County Elections Director Brad Nelson. Barkley had noticed that several, that's the guy, the guy that got arrested, had
the
noticed
watcher.
That several of the, yeah, the watcher, of the incoming bags contained ballots from the precincts that had unsecured or missing seals. Now, they're supposed to, by law, have these seals on, so they're unsecured and missing. That's a problem. The seal failures appeared to be the result of poll workers not knowing how to properly lock them. Another problem is, generally you have nice little old ladies who do these polls, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're not terribly responsible they're not responsible for what they do, and, you know, if things go wrong, you know, what's the big deal, and these newfangled stickers that we've got are a problem. Barkley wondered whether the serial numbers on the bags matched the serial numbers recorded by the precinct poll workers when they sealed the ballots themselves.
That's a fair question.
Right, it's a fair question. He's not even asking, hey, what are we going to do with these ballots? We should throw them out because, the seals are not on them or broken or whatever. One question led to another, and Barkley ended up in handcuffs. Seal serial numbers are supposed to be recorded on yellow report sheets called end-of-the-day certification reports. The certification sheets are supposed to be signed by all precinct poll workers and included with the ballots inside the delivery bags. The bags are supposed to remain sealed until open for counting at the county elections headquarters, and then they would have these receipts in there with the serial number on them. On one bag, instead of the signed official certification sheets, there was instead a slip of white paper with what Bracky were two ineligible scrawled signatures. Brakey is his name. Watched election managers Brad Nelson read the slip, say he recognized who the poll workers were, and approved the acceptance of that bag ballots for counting. Brakey found it rather remarkable that Nelson would be so familiar with the county's 3,000 poll workers that he could identify two of them by illegible scrawls on a slip of paper. Brakey then began checking other
incoming... Which wasn't the appropriate piece of paper, right?
No, it's wrong.
Yeah.
So things are being done improperly here.
Right. No, not just improperly, but wouldn't that be illegally?
You're right.
Because these government people have a set of rules that they're supposed to follow.
That were passed by the legislatures of the individual states. Yeah.
And they're not following those rules, so therefore they're breaking the law. And that's what this guy was trying to point out. And for his efforts, he was arrested and thrown out of the...
I'm not sure he was arrested, but he was certainly put in handcuffs. I don't know if he was taken
to the
prison.
Arrest. Yeah. If you don't have your freedom of movement and you're not being detained, you're being arrested, right?
Brakey then began checking other incoming ballot bags in the first 7 successive ballot bags. Well, imagine the chances.
7 in a row.
Yeah. The next 7 in a row.
Yeah.
So he just, started checking the next ones. He checked. The required yellow certification reports were missing. This included bags with open seals, as well as bags with seals intact. As Brakey was speaking to members of the counting panels, alerting them to his discoveries, Election Director Nelson came up to him and told him to leave. I'd like to go back and read one thing in this article if I really could.
Yeah, please.
In his capacity as official election observer for the Democratic and Libertarian parties, he's an official election observer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask him to leave.
Well, they did.
Brakey replied that he was appointed to be an election observer and he intended to stay on the job until closing time at 1 a.m. Nelson told him to leave immediately or he would be arrested. Brakey refused. At that point, a deputy sheriff present placed Brakey under arrest for trespassing, handcuffed him, and removed him from the building. Mm-hmm. Once outside, Brakey requested his legally allowed telephone call and placed it to his attorney, Bill Risner. Word of Brakey's arrest immediately went out to the network of election integrity activists. Brakey has built with a grassroots group of Audit Arizona. Shortly thereafter, the county elections building was swarming with news cameras.
Yeah, well, whatever. Nothing's going to come out of it. Right?
Well,
so you found out that they're scamming the election.
It just goes to show this is really is happening. It happened here in New Hampshire during the primary. It happened out in Arizona. It's happening everywhere.
So what good does it do if you run candidates and they don't count the ballots correctly? More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.